And with that, let's go to our feature.
I bet I'll stick my foot out and doing the B flat.
Okay.
Okay. Because I did, that was irregular.
All right.
One, two, three, four.
In the background, you're listening to a live Studio C recording of Joe West and Katie Lord in performance, giving us some of the walking around music, the walking music, incidental music of their latest project coming to the Engine House Theater in Madrid, part of the Theater of Death extended run, 2 weekends long at Engine House Theater. We'll hear some of the original music from Joe West and Katie Lord, but let's walk into the theater together, shall we? Theater, by the way, the 20th through the 31st. We're here with Katie Lord and Joe West of the Theater of Death, which is coming to season 5 at the Engine House Theater in Madrid in just a little bit. Well, this is a time when utopia and actually dystopia is really in fashion. It's just about every movie you look at is a dystopian film. But you're doing something different with the Theater of Death this time. You're imagining something that's not entirely terrible. It's people protesting marijuana in a really failing manner, I guess you'd say.
It's, yes, I think this production is a little bit of sort of reefer madness mixed in with... what's the Edgar Allan Poe story that's so good? The system of Dr. Feather and Professor Tar. Do you know that
one? No, I don't know.
Where what you think is all science and fact ends up just being a house of insanity, being an insane asylum. That was sort of a stock story that took, you know, Jack of Hearts, the anti-war movie in the 70s, was sort of based on that. And I think there's been other kind of classic narratives that followed that story.
Where the sane people, the insane people appear sane because of the actions of the so-called sane people.
Right. Yeah. And so, sort of the gist of the marijuana morality plays is sort of myself hearkening back to a more conservative era of anti-marijuana hysteria. And sort of fighting the taking up the campaign against the menace fresh and anew, and you know, with a new conservative right on my side, and playing that for some comic value.
And Joe West appears under that name, but it's a slightly different Joe West than the one who's in the studio, right?
Slightly, yes. Just an alteration of myself, tweaked a bit to the right.
And a crusader for clean living.
Right.
Now, the way this is not just a single musical piece. These are three different scenes or like three
it's
different.
It's all kind of the formula we've done out there. If you don't, I'll just mm-hmm. step back a little bit. The whole project was starting back 5 years ago was a kind of an inspiration I had of just having a background in theater, but also being very interested in the Grand Guignol French horror theater. That was a Parisian theater from the turn of, you know, late 1900s to, I mean, there are late 1800s all the way up to 1960, I think, after World War II, they existed. And it was just a certain kind of melodrama, horror theater that was the developed what we knew has become modern horror. And
they would sort of... use magic tricks to depict like buckets of blood and
yeah, they did that. And also their thing was skits, so short short things and short comedies going back and forth between horror and comedy, and so that's sort of the gist of where we took off, and we've sort of made it our own a little bit. And I as a musician also, I sort of collaborate with other musicians, and we do sort of a soundtrack every year. Either tweener music or suspense music that we add to the show and things like that.
And this is part of, because you do other, like holiday, you've done, I think Valentine's Day, you've done like a Christmas holiday, sort of, again, a theatrical musical presentation. So this is a vein you've been working for, you know, many iterations at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it go? Does it live strictly on stage? Because I know there are some recordings, and there are songs from some of these that turn up on later full albums. What's the life of this?
That's a good question, Matthew Finch. I'm not quite sure what the life of it is ever. Sometimes we did a bit of that recording, the soundtrack a couple years ago, and it's hard to conceive the album standing on its own out of context of the material of going along with the plays. So oftentimes things show up as on my new record, Rodeo of the Soul, where there was a few songs that sort of made sense on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe encompassed a little bit more of the story on that record of a more personal thing. But that's good. I'm not quite sure where it lives except in this production. Maybe that's for us. Katie and I were just talking about how that's the fun of theater in a way, is it's really you develop this stuff just for this one little 2-week run, and it makes it so magical because you kind of... But even though like Katie and I... working on this new song, we all take turns song is sort of written for the character who sings it in one of the plays, and it's ended up being, I think, a really beautiful song.
We think we're so right, but we find we're so wrong. No more. us down. Love turns us all into rodeo clowns. And in the end, we're all gonna burn. In a town like this, we all take turns.
So, Katie, you're sort of, are you a veteran of these projects at this point, or is this isn't your first time?
No, this is my first time. This is my third time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what is, can you give us some hint as to who the character is who's singing?
Well.
Because it's a very open-hearted philosophical song, and I was led to believe that there's a quality of vengeance to a lot of the characters in the play.
Yes, I would, without giving too much away, I would say that she's a whore, but she might not be.
in a nutshell.
Yeah. But definitely someone who is stuck in a place with a lot of opposing forces and develops a friendship that, you know, is taken away by these very small-minded people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This play is set in Madrid in the future, 40 to 50-year future, and it was co-written with a friend of ours, James Hayes, who's a Madrid local guy, and we sort of shopped this script together, and it's very, I think for him, it's a very personal script, because it's also kind of about small town living, and mm-hmm. even though there's all this, there's horror and intrigue in this story, but it's also about living in a small little hippie town.
And Madrid has its own history that predates. Madrid seems like a town that could, you know, change its spots, because it wasn't always. I mean, it was a mining town. It was desolate. It was a hippie town, and then a second, then a third generation hippie town. But you know. The stakes always seem a little high in Madrid because people are ferocious about keeping it.
There is a ferociousness about it. one of the other plays, Matthew, takes place in the radio station, and Madrid has a new little low-powered FM station there, and we...
And Katie Lord, I believe. Katie Lord is actually a DJ over there.
Yes, DJ Barnacle.
And one of the plays takes place in the studio in a setting very much like this. And has a very macabre ending. But it's sweet, because in Timothy Willis, who's also a DJ there and does a horror radio drama show on Monday nights, and he actually wrote this script. And I love the localness of the collaborating with the local people telling these little local stories,
mm-hmm.
and working them up and creating like music around it, and it's fun for me.
So that one might even come out and have a life on radio as a radio play with some tweaking.
You know, it was actually originally, I think Timothy conceived it as a radio drama at first.
Now, as you said, sometimes these songs, they have a life in a new work, and Rodeo of the Soul is the latest Joe West project, or WD Joe West, which is yet another alias. We get to hear one of the songs from that, which is the one that at least at KUNM has been getting the most play, which is this very complicated song, Josh Went to Yoga, which doesn't seem complicated the first time you hear it, but give it two spins and your world is beginning to swirl a little bit. I know you've written a song that has a similar feel. I think it's on the Aberdeen label, about the guy, the regular at the bar who just mm-hmm. isn't there anymore, and no one knows what happened to him. And it's got the same structure. But this has more mystery to it, it seems to me. So how can you take us as much as inside as you can go into what that song was made of?
As far as I can go, I love the, to me, I find, you know, I guess when things are funny to me, that's where I'll go, oh, that's worth putting on a record, because at least I think it's funny.
Right.
And I know there's probably 5% of the humans out there may also think that's funny. But the idea of, you know, going to your yoga and then just disappearing into the ether, it had this personal thing, connection with me, because that, for me, it's like aging and losing your sort of an identity you had as a youth, because you end up sort of quitting doing drugs or partying, or that, you know, a lot of your personal identity is kind of wrapped up in some of that, and you get domesticated and have children, and all of a sudden you find yourself, you know, like the Talking Heads song, you know, you may find yourself in this, within this beautiful house and this beautiful car, but it's like, where, who am I, and how did I get here?
Mm-hmm.
And this particular character in the song, or who may be myself, just sort of disappears in it all.
Uh-huh.
And can't find himself anymore.
But there's also a sort of an internal riff to that, which is, you know, the image, and it's like the characters out of Springsteen songs, even, you know, I got in a car and I never came home, or yeah. Or someone who walks out of a Tom Waits song and went to get cigarettes, never came home.
Right.
This dude's going to yoga, you know, yeah. Which I think is what immediately puts the hook in it. It's like, that's completely out of character. You're supposed to be constructive, and it's evidently not working,
right.
You know.
I also have a friend named Josh who does a lot of yoga, our buddy Josh Martin, musician extraordinaire in Santa Fe, who wore tight spandex outfits. And so I was also kind of teasing him a little bit in this song.
Accounts, he was a practical guy, so no one understood the reasons quite why. We all heard the story, but we never really learned why Josh went to yoga and he never returned. He had a little rubber bottle and a little rubber mat, a tight spandex outfit, and he felt good in that. There was a slight smell of sulfur, as if a match had just burned, when Josh went to yoga and he never returned. In his prime, always smoking up the reefer, popping pills and drinking wine. But after he met Julie, to the healthy road he turned. But Josh went to yoga and he never returned. We called the Missing Persons Bureau, we called the FBI. They put out an APB, it was 4 states wide. They even dredged the bottom of the lake, they left no stone unturned. Josh went to yoga and he never returned. Karma ebbs, karma flows. Another dimension? Nobody knows. If you're hip to the scene, you know what they say. Sayonara, sweet cheeks. Namaste.
And that is from Rodeo of the Soul rather than from the Theater of Death project. However, Theater of Death will be opening on Friday the 20th at the Engine House Theater in Madrid. Shows Friday at 8 p.m., Saturdays matinee and evening, Sunday matinee running through the 31st. Joe West Music is where you can find out more about that. And I think we saved sort of the theme song from the Marijuana Morality Plays for you. Let's hear that right now. Again, Joe West, vocals and keyboard, and Katie Lord on ukulele and vocals.
One, two, three. Someone stops you on the street and tells you marijuana is neat. Say no, uh-oh, just say no. If they try to stress their point by handing you a marijuana joint, say no, uh-oh, just say no. The devil coming up from below, he's gonna take a little piece of your soul. You can always tell him where it can go, uh-oh, just say no. The streets are filled up with neon, voices calling you to go wrong. Say no, uh-oh, just say no. Left-wing liberal giving you a call for a homosexual act in the bathroom stall. Say no, uh-oh, just say no. Devil coming up from below, he's gonna take you to a rock and roll show. You can always tell the devil where to go, oh, just say no. Just say no. Just say no. One, two, three, four. Your mama smokes crack, your daddy drinks booze. You came into this world destined to lose. A chip on your shoulder and a monkey on your back. But now that you're here, there ain't no going back. Some have it worse than others do. Some don't survive, it's true. But we all have to deal with a little dysfunction.
All right, so that's just about going to do it for us. Heard Joe West and Katie Lord in the studio. Don't forget to catch up with Katie Lord. DJ Barnacle, that's who she is when she's on Madrid Airwaves. JoeWestMusic.com to find out about solo work, theatrical work, Theater of Death, videos, and everything else. We're hearing in the background music not from the stage show, rather, music from the solo record recently released, Rodeo of the Soul. We'll leave you with that. Stay tuned for Route 66 coming up next.
We're wrong while we're desperately reaching out for love. seed. But now it's grown into a great big tree. So you take the gun, stick it to his head, you pull the trigger.